going. Now, let's switch to Barry Bonds. I mean, it seems to me that the signings of a Carlos Lee and an Alfonso Soriano has really strengthened his position. But the only team, really, that I think is going to bid for him is, again, the Giants. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, I agree with you. I think that the Giants have been trying their best to see if there's another big bat in the market that they can get and maybe give themselves an excuse not to bring Barry back. Or if they bring him back, as big a pressure, at least team-wise, to bring him back. I'd have to say that the only fans in baseball that really cheer for Barry Bonds in any case would be the San Francisco fans. I mean, I think given everything that they've gone through, they've seen Barry at his greatest. They still have a love in their heart for him somewhere, and I think that if he's going to go out there and play this year and break Aaron's record, that I think the San Francisco fans would appreciate it, at least some sort of a payback for the trouble that they've gone through in staying with him over all these years. And I think that in the end, the Giants will find themselves in a position that they did not offer him arbitration, so that's at least showing their hand a little bit that if they do re-sign him, they want him to take a pay cut. And I'd have to think that he would have to take a pay cut regardless of all the other stuff. And I think there's a lot of other general managers and teams out there that aren't really going to put up a fuss and say, no, we want him instead. I don't know if there's a huge market. As agent Jeff Boris says, we're talking to clubs, but I think that's more posturing than anything else. I think there's not a lot of talk out there other than maybe kicking tires on Barry. But when teams really sit down and think about the entire package that you're going to have to go through and answering questions, especially the general manager and the manager, why did you bring a guy like that into this team, and everything else that goes with that before you even get to spring training. Then when you actually get the guy in the field, it's a whole new situation. I think the Giants have dealt with it, and they're probably best put together and ready to deal with it again.
That's when it comes down to the ego thing of whether Barry is capable of actually understanding and acknowledging that it is time to take a salary cut. And, you know, Len Dawson, who covers sports at ABC Television in Kansas City and has done so for many, many years as their sports director. Len, we never talked to you about other sports, but in your situation, if you're a general manager with San Francisco, do you insist on a pay cut, and would you actually be aggressive in retaining Barry Bonds?
Which one do you want first? You know, I would say the pay cut is reasonable at this stage of his career. I'm assuming, and I don't know, do you know how much he's making?
He's up there at about 18, I believe.
$18 million a year? I think he can afford to pay cut if he wants to, you know, to play it, if he wants to break the record. But that would be something that he should seriously consider. Now, other teams wanting him? I don't know why. I really don't. I mean, you know, the baggage that he is bringing, you know, do you need that? Like a team like Kansas City who needs somebody who can hit the long ball. I mean, they're rebuilding. You know, George might do it because Steinbrenner, because you know, he's dealt with problem children before. But you know, there's a lot of baggage that comes along with Barry Bonds.